Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
It's been a history in the making. The people of Scotland have decided to continue their 300-year union with England, so the UK survives. Pro-independence campaigners say they're disappointed, but insist the high turnout shows there's an appetite for change. Few would disagree, and accept the result doesn't mean Britain goes back to business as usual. In the hours and days ahead, the Prime Minister, David Cameron, and the other party leaders will now have to deliver on their promise in the last days of the campaign to give Scotland more powers. And no one believes that can be done without a wider shake-up of how the rest of the UK is governed.